So, Chris, we're out on the streets of Seattle here in Belltown, and it's just a little after 3, but it already feels pretty dark. The cars already have their lights on. It's raining. Now, I see kind of a gloomy cityscape because it does seem a little dark. Now, when you look up, what do you see?
Well, I agree. It's a little bit dark, but seeing that brightness, this is far brighter than you would see in an indoor environment.
Do you think people aren't aware of that? Even going out on a day like this is going to give you light that you aren't going to get indoors?
I teach classes in lighting at the University of Washington, and one of the things that frequently surprises folks is how bright it is when we go outside, even on an overcast day in Seattle. For example, a typical office building may be lit at 30-foot candles or 50-foot candles. That's a measure of light in a space. Well, an overcast day in Seattle in winter at noon may be 800 or 900 foot candles. So it's substantially brighter. But since we spend about, the average person now spends about 90% of their time indoors, our experience of light is very flattened out. We're sort of in the same range all the time, and it turns out that that's not really all that good for us. Seeing brightness and being exposed to light in our visual field at specific times a day regulates our brain chemistry. And so buildings, if they're not well designed, play a role in giving us a sense of seasonal affective disorder. So having access to light and views in buildings is really a health issue, and it falls on the backs of architects, designers, developers, people who are creating space that people spend large chunks of time in.
Maybe we can just walk around the neighborhood just a little bit. This is where the KPLU studios are in Seattle, and it's a 1970s building that has a mirrored look that kind of reflects the, you can see the Space Needle reflected in it, for example, but you said actually that kind of 70s design wasn't good because it kept so much light out.
The glass is very low visible light transmittance. That means it doesn't let in much light. It reflects it out. It's tinted dark. And in some ways, that was done as an effort to try to save energy by reducing the amount of air conditioning that you would have to need. However, the flip side of that is you have to use more lighting, and you create an environment that really alienates people from the outside in many ways. And our brains and our bodies evolved under variable lighting conditions that changed dramatically from very dark nights to extremely bright days. And being connected to that regulates our circadian rhythm and makes us feel okay and centers us and gives us an orientation in the world that being in spaces that are only electrically illuminated just doesn't provide that. Pretty much all buildings built before 1940 were well daylit just because if you didn't daylight them well, they didn't have high quality electric lighting at that point to make up the difference. Here we see a great example of that.
Maybe you just describe this. This is a Tillicum Place Cafe, and it's an old brick building.
Yeah, it's a vintage 20s building. We've got essentially storefront windows that allow you to see into the space. We've got translucent, obscuring glass transom above them that bring light into the space so that it brightens the interior, brightens the ceiling surface. And then in the back of the space where it would otherwise be dark, we've got a nice skylight that provides diffuse light and a sense of transparency to the back in the kitchen. It also, I think, for the occupants, the people cooking, who's spending long periods of time in the back of the space, gives them a sense of the outside world. They know when the sun has gone down. They know whether it's raining or whether it's a clear day outside.
So is light something you've always been fascinated by or paid attention to?
It is. One of the places I started my career was in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I worked on historic buildings. And one of the things that became immediately apparent to me is that the proportion of these historic buildings was all about light and air. And they felt good to me. They felt right. They felt appropriately scaled. They felt dignified in a way that a lot of contemporary buildings, to me, feel oppressive. And I think this is just my conjecture, but it comes back to a fight or flight response that says, I'm in a space that is not safe. It doesn't have access to sufficient air. It doesn't have access to sufficient light. This is not a space I should be in physiologically.